This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This pandemic is in its 8th month now, if you count, as I do, from March 11th. Tom Hanks, the NBA suspended its season. Anyway, here we are. And the numbers are going in the wrong direction. New cases are back above 50,000 a day. And the fear is we're letting our guard down. We have gotten basically too optimistic. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong tells us, we don't always make decisions that match the evidence in front of our eyes.
There are two kinds of people in the world. There's the Tigger type, you know, from the Winnie the Pooh books, always looking on the bright side of life. And then there's Eeyore, always waiting for disaster. Turns out, most people are more like Tigger, says Tali Sherratt. She's a cognitive neuroscientist at University College London and the author of The Optimism Bias.
Optimism bias is our tendency to overestimate the likelihood of experiencing positive events, such as financial success, having a long, happy marriage, and our tendency to underestimate the likelihood of experiencing negative events.
Like divorce, illness, car crashes. 8 out of 10 people say they're above average drivers, according to AAA. So why the optimism? Well, let's take the pandemic. We get good news one day, we get bad news the next. But Sherratt has found that people underprocess bad news. They don't build it into their expectations.
We take in the positive a little bit more than negative. And in fact, we've done brain imaging studies that show that the brain encodes this unexpected positive information about the future better than unexpected negative information.
Optimism can be a good thing. It's tied to longer lives and less depression, but can also lead to reckless behavior, over drinking, over borrowing, and being careless about COVID, according to a study Marie Helwig Larson is writing up. She teaches psychology at Dickinson College.
When people don't think they're personally at risk, they're less likely to wash their hands or engage in social distancing. So it's not just the ha-ha, we are bad at this too, when psychologists love to tell us how we are bad at things. It really does have consequences.
She says optimism bias is hard to overcome, but one way to fight it is to force yourself to develop good habits, like washing your hands over and over, count to 20, until you no longer think about why.
We don't brush our teeth as a result of some careful risk estimation of our cavity proneness. We don't stop wearing our seatbelts because we have not experienced seatbelts saving our lives. We just do those things because they're habits.
There is another kind of overconfidence experts worry about. Management professor Don Moore at the UC Berkeley Haas School of Business studies what is called salience. People overemphasize things they see, like the healthy people they encounter at the park or at the supermarket during the pandemic, and they downplay what they don't see.
The sick disappear. They're in isolation wards in hospitals. We don't see them. Another important dimension is the fact that those individuals who are being most cautious, they are also invisible to us. They're at home.
So it's easy to assume this COVID thing is no big deal. Now, there was a classic study in how we can draw the wrong conclusions just by looking at what's in front of us. It involves college students.
Many have the mistaken impression that others like to party and drink more than they do. Well, the shy people, they're in their dorm room studying, and the ones who you see on Friday night, those are the ones who like to get out and party and drink.
Behavioral economists call this problem thinking fast, which can lead to snap judgments that aren't always rational, sometimes making people overly optimistic. By the way, I was hoping to file this story a couple days ago. Turns out, I was late. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.